प्रष्टं त्वया साधु लोकान् साध्व अनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेया वाचा साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्व अनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो मैत्रेय उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेय उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। माताजी प्लीज। मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो लोकान् साध्वनुगृह्णता कीर्तिं वितन्वता लोके आत्मनो दोक्षजात्मना। मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो मैत्रेया उवाच साधु पृष्टं त्वया साधो वर्ड टू वर्ड प्लीज रिपीट। Maitreya Vacha, Sri Maitreya said, Sadhu, all good, Prishtam, I am asked, Tvaya, by you, Sadho, O good one, Lokan, all the people, Sadhu Anugrinata, showing mercy in goodness, Kirtim, glories, Vitanvata, broadcasting, Loke, in the world, Atmanaha, of the self, Adokshaja, the transcendence, Atmanaha, mind. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhaycharana Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Maitreya said, O Vidura, all glory unto you. You have inquired from me of the greatest of all goodness, and thus you have shown your mercy both to the world and to me. Because your mind is always absorbed in thoughts of the transcendence. Purport. Maitreya Muni, who was experienced in the science of transcendence, could understand that Vidura's mind was fully absorbed in transcendence. Adokshaja means that which transcends the limits of sense perception or sensuous experience. The Lord is transcendental to our sense experience, but He reveals Himself to the sincere devotee. Because Vidura was always absorbed in thought of the Lord, Maitreya could estimate Vidura's transcendental value. He appreciated the valuable inquiries of Vidura and thus thanked him with great honor. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Before I start, I seek blessings of all my superiors and all the devotees. Yes, ma'am. So, here in the discussion between Vidura and Maitreya, Vidura put some questions and now Maitreya Muni has started to speak and he will be answering these questions. So, Vidura asked from text 2 to 16, Vidura put various questions to Maitreya Muni and he gave some topics that Maitreya Muni could speak about. And interestingly enough, just the topic in text 2 is about how to find happiness, real happiness. And then in text 3, he's talking about compassion of devotees who travel places to share this wisdom of transcendence. And then text 4 is about how the Lord within the heart guides people. So like that, there are every text he's putting a different question about which Maitreya Muni could speak. And this one here, we can see the most important word here is about transcendence. Adokshaja, That's the Sanskrit. So there is this verse in the first canto, very famous verse about how one can become satisfied by engaging in devotional service. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir adokshaje. So there also, some places we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, some words, they have different meanings. But in this verse, I looked up just to find out what meaning is Prabhupada giving there. But it's the same meaning over there also, transcendence. Bhakti unto the transcendental Lord. And by rendering that, one can become completely satisfied. So I was thinking, unless one do that, it means one will not be completely satisfied. One may be partially satisfied, but not completely satisfied. And interestingly enough, there it mentions two requirements for it to happen. One is that kind of devotional service, it has to be uninterrupted and unmotivated. So I was thinking about it, it's pretty interesting. It's like stated right in the first canto. And still, like, it takes so long to get the basic points clear that it has to be uninterrupted and unmotivated. Now, if we consider Vidura's situation, we can see in the purport also how Srila Prabhupada mentions that Maitreya Muni, he could understand Vidura's transcendental position. I was thinking about this, like it's like a popular saying out in the world. They say like a thief knows the other thief. So similarly, we can see here, a devotee, they can see other person who is a devotee. They can recognize that because they have that devotion. They can recognize that in others. But I was also reflecting on the point. It's interesting. Its devotion is so attractive that even if someone is not a devotee, they can recognize that too. Because many times, I'm sure many of us had this experience. Many places we go out in disguise, but still somehow or other, people like, are you a Hare Krishna? And sometimes I ask them, like, how did you figure out? So devotion is so attractive, it's even people who are not devotees, they can recognize it. But what kind of people they have to be to recognize that? It's mentioned that later in this chapter, there are the demigods, they are offering some prayers to the Lord. And in one of the prayer, it's mentioned that people who are intentional offenders, they cannot understand devotion or devotees or the Lord. But people who are not intentional offenders, they can understand these things. What does it mean, the intentional offenders? It means that people who actually completely deny the existence of God. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he actually talks about people who have impersonal conception of God. Because they cannot imagine someone rendering service to the God. Their whole conception is to become one with the Supreme. And their idea is that they become God by doing that. So if you become God, who are you going to offer service to? But the devotees, it's interesting, they don't desire those kind of perfections. It's actually a beginning stage in in this spiritual journey. And it's mentioned actually in the 12th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita that Arjuna actually asks this question to Krishna, that who is better? What kind of transcendentalist is better? One who meditates on your impersonal form, impersonal understanding, or one who meditates on you as the Supreme Lord, the most beautiful form. And then that's how chapter 12 starts. So the whole, even within Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, we see there is like so many conversations. And someone is asking questions and another person is answering questions. So just by talking about these topics, one can become transcendental. I was thinking about this point, how amazing it is. Like most people, they like to talk about things and they like to hear others speak. Some people, they don't want to talk, they want to hear others. And that's fine too. But bhakti, it is so beautiful that you can just sit and hear, or if you like to talk, you can talk and others can hear you. And both can be benefited. I thought it's pretty amazing mystical process which anyone can do. Even a child can participate in it. Like yesterday we saw how beautiful the festival was. I was really amazed by seeing how the deities were decorated with all the flower outfit. And it actually looked so beautiful on them. The outfits, they looked more beautiful touching the bodies of Rukmini Dwarkadish. And there is actually a verse in the third canto, I think, says, Abhushana Abhushanangam. The ornaments, they actually become beautified by touching the body of the Lord. Yeah, and we could see how all kinds of people, they were dancing so happily, even children. So I was actually talking to mother of a devotee who visited after some time. And I was asking, we were just having a little discussion over prasadam. And I happened to ask this devotee's mother that she become a vegan. I was like, how did you become a vegan? Or more important, how did you become interested in spirituality? And it was interesting how she mentioned that, you know, people actually don't know. They have their own ideas. But you see, coming here, I could understand. It's not just like some kind of cult or religion or something. I can understand. It's like a whole science behind it. And if you know what is it, then you become free from all these misconceptions. So I was thinking about this point of people having this impersonalistic understanding. It's like most people, they are not actually real impersonalists. It's very rare for someone to be like a pure impersonalist, means like who completely denies existence of God in whatever possible way. So that means like most people, they are in this kind of position like this devotee's mother. If they are given information in a way they can relate to, then they can become open to these kind of realities. So I was thinking that's a very beautiful point that like I personally took from this conversation. And all of us can take or wants to, that most people, they can accept this knowledge, this wisdom, this science of bhakti. And that's what we see by example of Srila Prabhupada, if we consider before he came to the West, there was no... Actually, many of his god brothers used to think that, you know, like our Guru Maharaj, he said that this message will be spread all over the world, but how is it going to happen? Like, they couldn't really understand how it's going to happen. But Srila Prabhupada, all his life, he was actually thinking about this instruction. Just after the first meeting, he met his guru. Even he wasn't able to carry out the instruction for many years, actually. But all this time, he was thinking about it. How can I do this? He was always meditating on this point. I have this order. How can I carry it out? So it took him many years to come to a point where he can actually get out of the limited Indian subcontinent and go take this knowledge beyond the Indian subcontinent borders. And even he himself was being amazed how this is all happening. And we hear in so many talks, he says, this is all happening by mercy of Lord Chaitanya. It is otherwise, it is not possible. I actually watched one video in very early days, and most of the people who were in the talk, one by one, they were like falling asleep. And then, like, after some time, everyone was asleep, and Srila Prabhupada was like, wow, this is definitely, it can only happen by mercy of Lord Chaitanya, otherwise it's not possible. So, when one sees things like this, one is naturally amazed. At the same time, one can also be inspired. So same way, by hearing these conversations, we get a lot of inspiration. Devotees, they take a lot of inspiration. And that's why this whole process is there. Because that's what people need. They just need a little bit of inspiration. Because everyone has bhakti within them. It's there. But it just needs a little inspiration. Like I think Vaisheshika Prabhu says, fan the spark. So everyone has that spark. Just need to be fanned a little bit. But this is every devotee's task to see how it can be done. Devotees, we also have to become expert in sharing this wisdom, because like for a new person, it's definitely, what to talk about for new persons, even for devotees, it's like pretty amazing how some things happen. I was reading some of the verses, and in next verse, tomorrow, hopefully whoever is speaking, they will tell how Vidura, how he was born. It's a whole amazing history, how he was born. So there is a lot of mystical things. But I was considering this point, how people in general, they do accept mystical things. Like people accept there is these, they talk about UFOs or aliens. If you are accepting aliens, means they exist some other planets, some other places. So what is the difficulty in accepting there are spiritual planets? There are people who have spiritual bodies. And they have spiritual activities there. So considering like that, we can, everyone for themselves, they can meditate on this. Because here, like Maitreya Muni, he could recognize Vidura because of his deep absorption. And we can remember before this how many years he had been traveling for, and he met Uddhava. He had like deep discussions with Uddhava. But you see, also every devotee, they can be an inspiration for certain kind of persons. Like here, although Vidura, he spoke with Uddhava first, but Uddhava didn't take the responsibility to give the full message to Vidura. He told him that you have to go to Maitreya and he will reveal the whole mystery to you. And in later in one of the verses we will hear that Maitreya Muni, he actually says that. Krishna, he left some instructions with me for you. So we can remember, even Srila Prabhupada, it was already predicted. We know Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction that there will be a Senapati Bhakta who will come, and many others. So Srila Prabhupada, it was arranged by Lord Chaitanya that he would go out and share the message with the rest of the world. Because I heard another discussion, someone asked, when Lord Chaitanya was present, he could have done it, but he didn't do it. So in another discussion, Srila Prabhupada actually says that Lord Chaitanya, he wants all of us to engage in assisting him in this service. He wants assistance. Of course, he can do it. For him, it's no difficulty. But then what will be left for others? Everyone needs some service, because our nature is to serve, right? So Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada said that he left it for us to do this. So we have service. Now, it's up to us. How much do we want to take? Because actually, if there is unlimited service, there's so much service to do. So it's just like up to every individual, how much do they want to take? Like if someone talked to Savas Prabhu, ask for service, he can tell so many services are there. So it's up to every individual how much service they want to take. Because we see Srila Prabhupada, he was only ordered actually to take this message to the West and speak to the English-speaking world. But you see, this is how a first-class student, first-class disciple of a spiritual master, this is how they think. I heard my spiritual master explained this, that Srila Prabhupada, he first brought the message to the Western world. But then he thought of people in India also, because at start it was very difficult to get things going in India. But when he had some certain number of followers, when he felt now it's time to go to India, then he went back and he inspired people in India also to take to bhakti, because many people, they had no clue about, they had forgotten about all this practice. So this is how my spiritual master explained that this was something like icing on the cake. This is some extra service Srila Prabhupada did, which he wasn't even instructed to do. But he could understand the mood of his spiritual master. So he did everything he could. And we know how many challenges and struggles he had to face, and all the devotees assisting him, especially the big one in Mumbai, the temple in Juhu. I think Giriraj Maharaj, he wrote a book on that. So the devotees, they are planning like this. So every devotee, we can take a lot of inspiration from here. But we can also, if we get a little bit more inspired, then we can also think about these people who are not intentional offenders. And there are most of them. It's a very, I don't know how many of us, I haven't met anyone like a super, super atheistic people who denies existence of God in every possible way. There are some I haven't personally met. Maybe someone else may have seen someone. But they are very few. So that means there is a lot of service in that sense. There are a lot of people who are open to understanding this. And that means we have a lot of service too. Now, of course, everyone has different capacities. Like even here in the community, we can see some people can do more, some people can do a little bit less. But that's not the point. The point is everyone try their best. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he was always saying, it's not by my strength. He's just depending on his spiritual master, on Lord Chaitanya. And he himself was like, I'm amazed how this is happening. So, same way, we have this opportunity to amaze ourselves by sharing with these people. There are a couple of things that are required for this to happen, though. One has to have eagerness to help others. Because if we are not eager, it's not going to work. I mean, if we don't have eagerness to do it, how is it going to happen? Actually, this is like a very essential quality. Because even we see, like, generally people are, especially these days, there is a extreme eagerness for materialism. People are so absorbed in materialistic activities. It's like there is no limit to that. But the devotees, it becomes a bit more challenging because even in our own little endeavors, some places we go, people are a bit more receptive. And other places we go, it is so hard to convince even one person. I can share my personal experience. So there are so many schools we go to. And you go to USC, it is so difficult to like convince one person. But then you go to some school, say like Cal State LA or even East LA College. It seems like, oh, it's a college in this kind of area in LA, but people are so open to receiving this kind of knowledge. Well, where else you go to USC or even UCLA, you think they are like top schools, but people are so close to these ideas. So, but it's interesting how, like, there are some devotee student clubs there, and through that we see some people, they come. So, same way we have, as devotees, we have this challenge to figure out what works where, and that's what Srila Prabhupada did. This actually idea of the loft. That was Srila Prabhupada's idea. But many devotees, especially that's how I became a devotee, I through the loft that my spiritual master oversees in New Zealand. And it's amazing. Even many Indians, actually, one may think that they may be attracted to bhakti, but there are so many Indians, they are not. But through these kind of programs, the other people who are close to these ideas, they become attracted. Because many people, especially after pandemic, they have become open to ideas of meditation, yoga, spirituality, whatever they understand about spirituality. So we have a lot of opportunity. And we can also plan ways. I actually know one devotee in Denver. He started during pandemic. He started doing online courses like on self-discovery, different topics. And he got like few people interested that way. And he's even charged some fees for that. So people are even happy to pay some fees because they are going so many places learning this and that, and they are paying. So someone who has that kind of intelligence, they could figure out different ways. But there are so many possibilities. This was one, I saw one devotee who actually did it, and he saw some results. I was thinking, like, here we have so many devotees who know a lot, and we could do something. But again, it's a matter of inspiration. Someone who is inspired in this way, they can do it. So everyone can consider some of these things. I personally took some ideas from the devotees who came from Atlanta, and it helped me even just in talking to people in general. It's so nice. You can even just like learn how to talk to people in nicer ways. So they at least start to see you as a friend, not like just some religious guy, try to load them with some ancient wisdom or something. But it's also good to develop some goodwill. Of course, we want to give them the real thing. But sometimes one has to maneuver around a little bit to do that. So these were some of the things I actually quote from this verse. Actually, this Saturday, I believe we are celebrating Narasimha Appearance Day. And I was reading about Prahlad and how he has this mood of compassion. Because I was just one prayer, Narasimha Dev, he's offering him benedictions. And Prahlad is saying, you know, I am fine. I am absorbed in listening, in hearing your glorious activities. I'm not concerned about myself, but I'm actually concerned about these people who are like so absorbed in materialistic activities. Can you do something about them? You know, don't worry about me. Prahlad is talking like this. And then he actually says beautiful prayers to convince Narasimha Dev. Now, you know what? Like, it's really nothing for you to deliver at least one planet. You can easily do it. So, and then he talks about that there are many kinds of transcendentalists. They just practice for themselves. They don't, you know, they may go to forest or wherever, secluded places. They don't go to big cities and towns, and they don't have concern for others. But it's amazing, Srila Prabhupada, he gave us this understanding that we can go to these big towns, cities, where people are like completely absorbed in materialistic activities, and they have totally forgotten about their spiritual life. So we can take this week to remember this mood of Prahlad and maybe beg Lord Narasimha Dev for some compassion for these people. I would stop here, but if anyone wants to add anything, we could do that. Otherwise, we can stop here. Okay, Granth Raj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.